I'd like to say, you know, that I completely enjoy our Torah studies. And I think God is leading mightily in that regard. And probably more so, I see that the tendency toward our real good Bible studies in the Torah together and letting God and His Holy Spirit speak to us through that Bible study or Torah study. I think it's very, very important in what God has for us, and probably more predominantly in the future, I feel. I'd like to go to my scripture reading, and it is in Lamentations, and chapter 3, and starting out the 39th verse. Why should any living mortal or any man offer complaint in view of his sins? Let us examine and probe our ways, and let us return to the Lord. We lift up our hearts and hands toward God in heaven. We have transgressed and rebelled. You have not pardoned. You have covered yourself with anger and pursue us. You have slain and have not spared. You have covered yourself with a cloud so that no prayer can pass through. You have made us mere offscouring and refuge in the midst of the peoples. All our enemies have opened their mouths against us. Panic and pitfall have befallen us. Devastation and destruction. My eyes run down with streams of water because of the destruction of the daughter of my people. Bow with me in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for these words, words of hope. And Heavenly Father, words of instruction. Heavenly Father, we know that you know all things and we place our trust in you. And Heavenly Father, we know that our deliverance only lies within you and your love and compassion and mercy for us. And we thank you for your forgiveness. And Heavenly Father, your gift of salvation and of the Holy Spirit. And we ask for more of that in our hearts and lives this morning. And in all these things, we give you praise and honor, and we give you thanks. In Yeshua's name we ask, and amen. My key verse is that verse number 40. Let's take a look at that for my message today. Let us examine and probe our ways, and let us return to the Lord. The title of my message to you is, Let Us Return. And I think each one of us knows that if there ever was a time that we draw close and closer to the Lord, it is the time in which we live now. And according to these words, our admonition is to focus on our ways and our doings. And in regard to our ways and our doing, we are to examine and we are to probe our ways and doing. And to me, when I think of that, I think of not just taking a slight pause and thinking of what's going on in our hearts and lives and how our life is affected and how our life and the problems that we face and the enemy putting things in our way as part of our life. Not only thinking in that in a light regard, but a deep and intense and focused recognition of our life and the details, and examining carefully, just like you would expect to be done in any examination that was of a concern to you, perhaps going for an important doctor's appointment. You want a careful examination, careful test to find out what's going on, to examine it, to probe, to come to the correct conclusion. So we need to examine, probe our life and our ways and see how it is that we have slipped perhaps from being close to the Heavenly Father. And we need to return to the Lord. Those things that He brought to us in our early walk for Him, those are important. Those are things we need to review in our heart and in our mind. And we need to examine them, probe them. And then we need to return to the old paths, to the old ways, to the principles that was brought to us and that seemed so vivid perhaps earlier in our walk for Yahweh. But we need to examine and probe and then return to the Lord. We have judged ourselves and found that we are lacking. Does anyone hearing my message today, can anyone exclude themselves in this kind of regard? When you think of yourselves and your ways and your doings, and you carefully examine them and probe them, can you say that we are not lacking? And that we have been judged, as it were, and found that we are lacking in the balances of being righteous in the Lord. We may be righteous or right in the eyes of man, in the eyes of our community, maybe even the eyes of our nation. It could be some that think that they are right. But what about in the eyes of the Lord? In His ways, in His laws, are we abiding in Him? Are we keeping His laws? Are we finding that we need to return to the old paths? Are we content with where we are and what we are doing? These words in our scripture reading in Lamentations, and this is definitely one of the books that you hardly ever read, hardly ever consult, but we have instruction there that is pertinent to today. And within those words of my scripture reading to you today, we find that it is expressed that those of this time, of that time, and our time, we have transgressed. That means we have disobeyed. We have broken God's laws. And I'm not specifically saying which laws and how many and what percent we've transgressed, but God's Word says we have transgressed. We have rebelled. And it speaks in these words that the Lord has not heard our prayers. Why? Those same scripture reading says that the Lord has become so angered at what is going on that He has covered Himself, as it were, with a cloud shielding Him from our prayers. because he is so angered at the ways and the doings. And that's why we need to examine and probe carefully what we're doing and our ways, and then return to the Lord. The Lord has not forgiven in this particular instance. And he is angered, and he has executed his judgment. And one of the conclusions is that in this particular state, we become as outcasts. And I would say, forgive us, Heavenly Father, for coming short, for transgressing, for rebelling, for angering you to the point that you cover yourself with a cloud of protection against our prayers. God forbid. As the Apostle Paul said these words, many times he would say certain principles, and then he would follow it with, God forbid, letting us know what should be accounted as good and what should not be. What should be accepted, what should not be. And we definitely know if it's anything we don't want, it's to be considered out of God's family, to be disobedient, to find ourselves, as is spoken in these words, as outcasts. You might think aliens, strangers, but we know we need to examine and probe, and we know that ultimately we need to return to the Lord. Let us return. It's also spoken within these words of my scripture reading to you that devastation and destruction follows this kind of scenario. Devastation and destruction brings on our tears of sorrow and prayers for forgiveness. Yes, we are brought to our knees by this kind of situation, by transgressions, by rebellion, by angering the Lord to the point that he doesn't want to hear our prayers. God forbid. Let us return. And hear our cries for help and deliverance, Yahweh and Yeshua. We humble our hearts. We humble our minds. We do our best to try to bring everything under subjection and obedience to Yahweh and Yeshua. In conclusion, I would like to read in Lamentations where Jeremiah shares Israel's affliction, but with hope in God's mercy. And what can we do except ask for forgiveness? Plead the blood of Yeshua, which cleanses all sins and shortcomings. And believe in the Father's ultimate plan of salvation and his gifts for each one of us. Let's go to, in conclusion, to Lamentations 3 and start at verse 19. And we're going through 24. Remember my affliction and my wandering, the wormwood and bitterness. Surely my soul remembers and is bowed down within me. Sounds like humility. Sounds like taking stock. And believing that however we've been found in the balances to be wanting. Surely my soul remembers and is bowed down within me. This I recall to my mind. Therefore I have hope. The Lord's loving kindness indeed never ceases. For His compassions never fail. With all of the doom and gloom that is about us today, and with all of the devastation and destruction that the enemy seems to want to put on everyone, and the words that we read this morning, and the message that I give to you this morning, it's wonderful to read that you recalled in your mind God's love and His forgiveness for us. And therefore, I have hope. The Lord's loving kindness indeed never ceases, for His compassion never fails. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore, I have hope in Him. How wonderful it is to know that even though we go through some of the darkest and deep valleys that life has for us, that we never lose hope as long as we keep God close to us and in our heart and mind and have reverence to His laws, there is always hope. And the Word of God lets me know that the Heavenly Father never turns His back entirely on His family, on His children. It never will happen. He is always there for us. He will hear our prayers and our cries for help. If you would, stand with me. Heavenly Father, we thank You for this day. Thank You for this message, and thank You for Mother's Day, for each and every mother that's here, and the ones that's went on before. Lord, we know that You have blessed us greatly with our mothers, for we see how Your love abides in them, and You through them. Thank You for the message. Allow it to help in the days to come. Let us remember and be reminded of these principles. And in Yeshua's name we ask all these things, and amen. Let's read the blessing together today. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance on you and give you peace. Amen and amen. Have a